The Gemara in Yoma says that regarding the Korban Tamid or Korbanot, the Gemara's language is Sofo Ena Doche, which means the Korban, let's say Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im that they bring on Friday in the Beit HaMikdash. Now if there's leftovers, let's say there's the bones, there's the different fats that were not burned on the Mizbeah for whatever reason, so normally the halakha says you throw them on the Mizbeah at night and they burn the whole night until the morning. However, when it comes to the Qurban of Friday, that Qurban is not Duhay Shabbat, meaning you have to throw it on the Mizbeah, the leftovers, on Erev Shabbat. You can't wait till Shabbat comes. Once Shabbat comes, you're lost out. That's what it says, Sofo Ena Duhay, meaning the end of the Qurban does not push away Shabbat. This is the Rambam's halakha that he writes in Ilchot Timidin, Perek Zayin Halakha Aleph. So the question is, what does this have to do with us today? We have no Beit HaMikdash. Is there a practical application to this Harambam? So the question was asked in Halakha. We know that preferably a person should pray Arbit at sunset or after sunset, according to the opinion of the Hakamim, according to the custom. However, we also know that there's an opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that says you can pray Arbit from Pelag HaMincha. And that's what we really rely on when it comes to praying Bisibur. When it comes to praying with a minyan, that they pray early, so we justify it in saying that if they're not going to pray Arbit when they're gathered together, and we don't allow them to pray at Pelag HaMincha, they might not pray Arbit, and they're going to miss it. So therefore there's a leniency to pray Arbit as we do, early, so long as it's after Pelag HaMincha. Pelag HaMincha is basically about 72 minutes in Maniyot before sunset. In any event, the question is, let's say a person during the week wants to pray Arbit, Biyahid, he wants to pray before sunset. He does not with a minyan. He wants to pray at home. For example, tonight he wants to pray like they're praying in the synagogue, 7 o'clock or 7:15, Mincha. According to the halakha, the Kaf HaChaim brings down from the Mahazik Beracha that it cannot be done Biyahid. This deen of praying Arbit early, correct, Arbit early at Plag, like Rabbi Yehuda, was only said for the Sibur. But if a guy's at home, he cannot just say, well, everybody's praying, I'm also going to pray. He has to wait until sunset. So the question is asked in Halakha, does this apply on Friday night? She's a guy on Friday night, we have first minyan, we pray Arbit early. So now a guy's at home, he didn't get to the synagogue, he came home late, but he wants to pray, wants to eat with everybody, he wants to pray early at home. Could you do it biyahid? So the Magen Abraham brings a beautiful proof to say it's mutar for a yahid to pray at Plag Arbit. What's his proof? He says Arbit is after which Qurban? The Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. The bones and the fats that are burnt on the Mizbeah throughout the night, the Evarim and the Pedarim that are burnt the whole night. On Erev Shabbat, we said, when did they burn those Evarim and Pedarim?
Early.
They burnt them early. So therefore, since the whole source of Arbit is from the Evarim Pedarim, and on Shabbat, the Rambam is posek that you have to burn them before, so therefore there's no problem even for a Yahid, because that's the source. And therefore, he holds Halakha L'Mahasin, the Mahazik Beracha brings it as well, that a person can pray early on Shabbat, even be Yahid. Maran is mashma like that also, when he writes that if a person prayed early, be Yahid, it's Shabbat is accepted and he has to follow all the halakhot of Shabbat. So you see Maran also discusses Yahid praying and he says the Shabbat is accepted. So therefore the halakha is a person of course should pray with a minyan. But if he doesn't and he prayed early and he wants to pray early, he can only on Friday night but not during the week.